As Pastor said, it's good to be in the house of the Lord to celebrate the new year, and I'm not sure what the world did last night. Well, I've got some idea what the world did last night, but it's much more profitable to be here in God's house for sure. So Philippians chapter 3 is where we're going to be in the Bible. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 13 is where we're going to start. I'm calling the water, guys. So. Philippians 4:13, the Bible says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Something that is part of life, part of everybody's life, something that happens quite often is forgetting. Forgetting is typical of everyone. Everyone has forgotten something. Hopefully you didn't forget anything too important, like an anniversary or a birthday, something like that. You didn't forget your taxes or anything of that magnitude. But forgetting is a part of life. And there's different reasons for why we forget things. One reason we forget things is age. Now, I'm not quite there yet, and a lot of us aren't, but there's as you get older and you get longer in the tooth, farther along in your life, you tend to forget things because of your age. Because I think you just keep adding up is what happens. You just keep adding things in your mind, and maybe that's why as you get older. I don't know exactly. But as you get older, age is part of something that you forget. Another reason that you forget, and us men can attest to this sometimes, is we're not really paying attention when someone's talking. They just, typically you're not quite focusing as you should be, and you forget. You're like, "What did you say? What was that again? Could you repeat that?" And it's usually not a happy repeating of what is said when they do repeat it. And so one thing that can happen with forgetting is because you're not really paying attention. Or you could forget something because you've simply just moved on from life. There was this one girl I had a crush on in like first or second grade, and I don't even remember her name because I moved on from her and we've moved on to better things, and I'm not even sure who she is. So I forgot that because I moved on to a better life than I would have been with her for sure. So, but in Philippians chapter 3, Paul is encouraging the Philippians more. Verse 14, we look at that. The Bible says, "I press toward the mark." This is a very famous verse. I'm sure many of us could quote it in here. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God." And Paul is encouraging the Philippians on what their focus should be. And the fact that they should have a focus, they should have a mark. You know, the old saying goes, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. And the idea is you should have a focus. You should have something that you're looking toward. And I think as we go into a brand new year and we look toward a new time in our lives, we need to have a goal in mind. We need to have a focus. We need to have something that we're looking toward and we're focusing on and press toward that mark. Paul wants us to have that goal in mind. The Lord put in our minds or the thoughts of a prize. It says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God." So God uses the idea of a prize or the saying of, "Well done, thou good and faithful servants." He uses crowns. It's kind of motivation and encouragement. And it's not a bad idea to think, I'm doing something for the Lord, and I'm going to have some reward someday for it. I'm going to have something great because I've done this thing for God. And sometimes that can be a motivation. That can be an encouragement to go through the tough times and the hardships of life, is those crowns and those rewards that the Bible talks about, and to focus on those and to have those in our mind. You know, sports teams do it all the time. They're all about getting that ring, and they're all about getting that trophy. They want to hoist that Lombardi trophy as they win the Super Bowl. And Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25. We're not going to turn there because of time. But he talks about running so they may obtain, and one obtains the prize. And you want to have that trophy, that motivation in mind. So in 2017, we want to press toward the mark. Let us press toward that mark. Let us look toward that mark. Let us look to that goal of the future and what God has for us. and to the prize, fight through the tough times, have the rewards in our mind and think about, I can get through this. I can go through this problem. I can overcome this sin. I can get through this struggle because I have Christ and I'm focusing on the rewards if I keep going, if I keep fighting. Then in verse 13, we see what has to be done before that. Before we can go toward that prize, before we can go toward that goal, whatever it may be in our life, whatever God has for us to achieve, before we can go that way, we have to look at verse 13. And it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but with this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. Before we can move on and try and achieve that prize and try and go toward that goal, you have to put behind the things that are past. You have to forget about what you've done in the past. You have to forget about what has taken place before you. And this idea of forgetting is not always, the definition of forgetting is not always having no remembrance. It's not always the idea of, I just don't remember that. I don't remember that situation at all. Pastor talked about at the officers and teachers banquet, I gave a testimony, brought up the fact that of when he first remembers me, when I was a 13-year-old boy, and I guess when he came over to visit my parents, they were about to join the church, he said I would not come down and visit him. I would not come down and see the preacher, that my mom had to basically force me to get away from the TV to come meet the pastor. And then that took place in a situation, he remembered that. I gotta be honest, I don't remember that. I don't remember that happening. I don't remember that taking place. I genuinely do not have a remembrance of that, but it kind of sounds like 13-year-old me. I could believe that would be, that I had a very important show and I did not want to miss that. That's not the forgetting that Paul is talking about. That's not the forgetting that Paul is wanting us to have. Paul didn't want us to completely forget our past. Paul didn't want us to completely forget the fact that of what has taken place. And as a church, we don't want to completely forget what has taken place. One of my favorite services, Anniversary Sunday, every April, when we can reminisce and we can remember what God has brought us to and where he has brought us from, and the from Washington Street to a little building over here to all that we are and to all these missionaries that we support, where God has brought us. So we want to remember our past. Paul even said he in 1 Timothy 1:15 that he was the chiefest of sinners. So he did remember his past. He did remember what had taken place in the past. But forgetting can mean this: put out of one's mind, cease to think of or consider, not dwell upon it. God doesn't want us to dwell upon our past. God doesn't want us to live in our past. God doesn't want us to be stuck like a truck tire would be stuck in the mud. God doesn't want us to be stuck in that past that we used to have. And it applies in two different ways. If you had a bad past, God doesn't want you to be stuck there. God doesn't want you to be dwelling in there. Because Satan uses that. Satan can use that to discourage you. Satan can use that to say, look at you. Do you believe who you are? Do you understand what you are? And you could say, yeah, I understand what I am, but I have Jesus. I understand where I've come from, but it's the Lord. He's forgiven me. It's not me. I'm not glorying in myself. It's God. And no matter what your past has done, you can do something for God now. No matter what situations have happened in your life, God has a plan for you now. So if you have a bad past, but you've repented, you've asked forgiveness, Paul is encouraging you, forget about it. You know that old kind of East Coast saying, hey, forget about it. You know, New York, Philadelphia, wherever those areas, whatever that's from, forget about it. But what you have to do as you go forward this year, as you go forward and you think about your past and you think about, man, I really messed up in 2016. There were some things that if I had to stand and tell the church, I would be embarrassed to tell them. If I had to tell my closest friends and even further back before 2016, if you've had a past life that before you got saved and before you got in church that you would not want to identify with today, Paul says you got to forget that. You got to move on. You got to get past that. Forgetting those things which are behind. No matter your past, God has something to do for you now. And then there's the opposite. There's the opposite if you had a good past and you've been a good Christian for 25, 30, 40 years. If you have a good past, God doesn't want you to dwell on that either. God doesn't want you to rest on your laurels. God doesn't want you to just remember the good times and the good old days and remember how things used to be and the souls that used to be saved. Well, God's got souls to be saved in 2017. God's got people to add to this church in 2017. God's got things for you to do now. It's not only forgetting the bad past, and a lot of people kind of tend to stay there and dwell there, and we can get past our bad past because of Christ, and that's absolutely true. But we're not dwelling on our good things and our good achievements from last year. We're not dwelling on the souls that were saved last year. We're not dwelling on the families that were added to the church and the growth spiritually that you had last year. You're not fully done yet. If you were done, you would be out of this place. You would be up in heaven in glory with the Lord. But you have something to do this year. Don't let your past hold you back. Don't let the fact that you're done and you've done your work and you've done some good things, well, there's more work to do. There's more for you to do. So if you had a good past, God doesn't want you to dwell on that either. There's a phrase, there never was a better Christian than me. What a sad thing to say. I used to do this. I used to be involved in this. I used to teach this class, and I had those kids, and they would pay attention, they would listen, and oh man, they would. Well, what's happened now? What are you doing now? Or I used to go out soul winning, and we used to knock on doors, and I've led this many people to the Lord. Well, what's your plan for 2017? Are you still going to do that? Unless there's everybody saved, which they're not, of course. But you have to know that we can't dwell on our past. We can't celebrate our past. We can't celebrate the victories of before. We'll have plenty of time to do that in eternity. But even if you had a good past, don't dwell there. Don't stick there. Don't stay there. Remember it, but forget it. So remember your past, but forget it. And what I want to encourage you all tonight with is just a simple thought. Don't forget to forget in 2017. Don't forget to forget. Because we have much work to do. If you have a bad past, forget it. Forget about it. Forget it. We're past it. And if God has forgiven you, He has something for you to do. And if you had a good past, forget about that too. Don't dwell there. Because there's more to do. There is a lot more for God for us to do.